It's the MicroConf Podcast. I'm Rob Walling. Today, we're diving into 7 SaaS ideas to build in 2024 before someone else does. And although that sounds kind of clickbaity, there are actually some pretty solid SaaS ideas in this episode. This episode is audio pulled from our YouTube channel. You can click the link in the show notes to see the exact video and the amazing visuals that my team puts together, or go to microconf.com/YouTube to subscribe to the channel. We are approaching 80,000 subscribers as I record this, and so you will be in good company with a lot of other bootstrapped and mostly bootstrapped SaaS founders. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star rating for this podcast, either in Spotify or Apple or Stitcher or iTunes, is that even still a thing? It would be amazing if you would log into the clunky interface, hit the 5-star, the thumbs up or the heart or whatever it is, because that helps us spread the word about this podcast. And the more folks who listen to it, the more motivated we are to keep putting out an episode every week for your listening enjoyment. Before we dive into that, I want to let you know it's your last chance to get tickets to MicroConf Atlanta. The event is April 21st through the 23rd. Speakers include Rand Fishkin from SparkToro, Asia Aranjo from Demand Maven, Steven Steers, myself, and Dr. Sherry Walling. It's going to be hosted and emceed by me and Leanna Patch of Punchline Copy. I'm also going to be doing a fireside chat with Ben Chestnut, the co-founder of MailChimp. He does not do very many public appearances, and so I'm very excited to host him at MicroConf this year. MicroConf.com/US if you're interested in grabbing tickets. Again, tickets are going to sell out soon, so if you're thinking about joining me and about 225 of your closest bootstrap founder friends, head to MicroConf.com/US. And with that, let's dive into 7 SaaS ideas to build in 2024. It's that time of year again. Winter is coming. We're amidst the holidays, and I'm wearing, of course, my classic lumberjack chic. So in light of the holidays, I wanted to bring you, my loyal viewer, a brand new list of 7 SaaS ideas that you could start building in the new year. And if you stick around till the end, I'm going to give you an 8th bonus idea. It's probably one you've never thought of. As I walk through these ideas, I'll let you know where we found them. Some of them are on public forums like Reddit or Twitter, and we, of course, will link those up in the description below. Idea number 1 is client portals for Wix, which we found on Reddit.com. And the poster writes, I am a freelance and full-time agency art director. My current portfolio is on Wix. I would love to set up a client portal or hub on my site that allows clients to access files, folders, submit project requests, as well as receive invoices and send payments, ideally with their own individual logins. Have any of you had success doing this on Wix or other sites? Totally fine if it's a plugin, if it works well enough. I've heard of CRM services like Salesforce and HubSpot, but they may be too expensive for what I'm trying to do. And in fact, I think they are too expensive. Client portals for Wix. This would be one that I would take a peek. Does it exist? Is it any good? Does it have good ratings? This could be a great step one business. Idea number 2 is a support ticket system for ClickUp. And we found this on the ClickUp forums where people can make requests for new features. What you can tell from this ticket is that ClickUp doesn't have a native support ticket system. And there's a 5-year-old feature request with 2,500 upvotes with their users basically begging for a solution. So ClickUp has offered kind of a pseudo solution, but users have pointed it's basically a workaround and many, many people are unsatisfied with it. So it feels like there's a lot of market pull here for someone to create a great step one business. Although this would have a lot of platform risk. So it's definitely something I would think about as a step one business. My producers found this by looking at different feature request boards for the various large SaaS marketplaces that we have listed at microconf.com/marketplaces. If you're interested in building that step one or step two business in an existing ecosystem or app store, head to microconf.com/marketplaces to get a big list of places you can check out. Idea number 3 is an architecture plans review and commenting tool. You might think of this like frame.io for architectural drawings. We found this one on Reddit, and we'll link it up in the description. The OP writes, my firm has expressed interest in making the switch to digital for all of our in-house drawing reviews. This is for check prints, squad checks, shop drawing reviews, etc. We're a pretty small firm of mostly contractors. I'm one of 5 engineers, so I was looking for alternatives in place of the larger enterprise software suites. Bluebeam seems to be the most common, but I think that may be a bit excessive for our needs. I imagine most of us would just use normal pen and highlighting tools with the occasional text box here and there. We currently use Nero for our PDF needs, but the review tools are terrible. Edge has a nice pen tool, but the highlighter is only for embedded text. And the OP asks, what do you use? He's asking in an architecture group. And then they wrap up with, while working from home last year, most of us just used Nitro/Adobe with a mouse, but that was hell, very inefficient. There are obviously other tools on the market that can kind of do this. But if you read this post, there isn't a great solution for this. And Bluebeam, the alternative that they mentioned, starts at $240 a seat. So if I were to build this, I'd be thinking about, can I build a streamlined tool that does this and exactly this, to where perhaps I could undercut one of these bigger players? Competition for great talent is more challenging than ever. Almost every startup I know struggles to hire fast enough to keep up with demand. In order to hire faster, you need a trusted source of pre-vetted candidates. Lemon.io is that source. They have an extensive network of engineers from Europe and Latin America, and every candidate has been tested and interviewed by their team. You're probably wondering, how is this different from hiring on your own? Number one, you can have an engineer who can start working within a week instead of months. Number two, you don't waste your time on unqualified candidates. Number three, you'll have easy access to global talent without going through dozens of job boards. And number four, it's more affordable than hiring local talent. So if you need to expand your engineering team or delegate some of your engineering work, use lemon.io. We have a special discount for fans of MicroConf. Visit lemon.io/microconf to receive a 15% discount for the first 4 weeks of working with a developer. That's lemon.io/microconf. Idea number four is from Nugget.one. Thanks to founder Justin Vincent for letting me use one of his ideas in this video. This idea is an in-person event venue setup planner. The OP writes, I am a stagehand at a rental performance venue. On an almost daily basis, we have to communicate with rental customers who describe in writing or on the phone the setup they desire for the stage and the venue upon their arrival. Many times what they ask for isn't sufficient for their actual needs, or they were picturing something different in their heads, or we were picturing something different based on our knowledge and our equipment. I would like an app that could be front-loaded by us with the amount, types, and capacities of equipment available to rent. Everything from sound shells to a dance floor to the number of chairs, risers, microphones, spotlights, coordinated with the amount of time and personnel it would take to accomplish each setup. But obviously, only we would see that part. Customers could drag and drop items onto a diagram of our stage so we would have a visual of exactly how they want chairs and risers and microphones placed. We would use this multiple times weekly in our rental setup. I would even want to store certain companies or renters that rent often from us, so everyone in the shop would know what they want, even if they hadn't worked with the customer before. This would save us a lot of time and therefore a lot of person hours and money. Idea 5 and 6 are around the ever popular and fast growing no-code ecosystem. Idea number 5 is from Twitter, and it's version control for no-code. This is from JB Jeff on Twitter. He requested version control for low-code SaaS apps. Should be in the form of UI plugins that can be embedded into other SaaS apps. Features: view history, set versions, create branches, collaborate with others, initiate rollbacks, webhooks for integrations. I think this is a great idea. Is it even possible to build? How hard to build? I don't know. But this is definitely a pain point that people are running into. Following up on that, idea number 6 is automated testing for no-code or low-code applications. When we write code, we have unit tests, integration tests, system tests, all kinds of tests, and we didn't used to. And the code was brittle, things would break, we would introduce errors and bugs as we changed it. No-code and low-code have not solved this yet. Someone will. Maybe it's the no-code platforms themselves, or maybe it's an indie developer like yourself who builds a plugin and solves this for their users. The 7th idea before we get to the bonus comes to us from Nick Swan on Twitter, and it's low setup product analytics. Nick Swan, the founder of SEOtesting.com, chimes in. He'd like to see a product analytics tool that you don't need a consultant to set up and run. Just install the JavaScript snippet. It tracks all page visits and all actions taken. You tell it the final event you want to happen, for example, a subscription thank you page. And it tells you the common pages/actions used and visited so that you can figure out what actions successful users take to see value in your tool. In a second, I'm going to give you an 8th bonus idea But before I do that, if you haven't picked up my new book, The SaaS Playbook, How to Build a Multi-Million Dollar Startup Without Venture Capital, you should check it out. It's available on Amazon or wherever greater books are sold, or you can buy it from me directly, saasplaybook.com. It's available in all the formats you'd want, including Kindle, PDF, paperback, and audio. It's even available on Audible. If you've already read the book and you got value out of it, I'd love a 5-star review on Amazon or Audible. Really appreciate all your support. The bonus idea for today comes from Justin Duke on Twitter. He requested an API that lets me post a payload of HTML, a device type, and a target app, and it returns a screenshot of that HTML rendered as an email on that device in that app. This reminds me a bit of Litmus, which is a tool that allows you to view emails and maybe even web pages on multiple devices, but he's added a bit of a twist to it, and it might be something you want to tackle.